Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and today's program will concentrate on music for this week, the second in Ordinary Time. If you've tuned in before, you know that in these programs we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others called the ordinary are used as desired during the church year. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because each is specific to the day it is sung. We hear all of these today, the introit, sung as the celebrant enters the sanctuary, the gradual and alleluia, which are sung respectively after the first and second readings, the offertory, sung while the celebrant is preparing the gifts for communion, and the communion, sung during the distribution of those gifts. We'll also hear all 5 parts of the ordinary, the Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Sanctus, and Agnus Dei, in the form of Orlando di Lasso's Missa Puisque J'ai Perdu, which some say is based on a popular song by Johannes Lupi, a Franco-Flemish composer of the early 16th century. Lupi's tune is a secular song about lost love, making Lasso's Mass a parody Mass, one based on an earlier piece of music. We'll start, as all Masses do, with the introit, Omnis Terra Adoret Te, Let All the Earth Adore You, from Psalm 65. We'll hear this as a motet by Heinrich Isaac, a prolific Netherlandish composer of the 15th and 16th centuries. This will be sung for us by the Weser Renaissance Bremen, a German group.
Thank you.
We've heard our introit for today, a motet by Heinrich Isaac. Now we start our Mass Ordinary with the Kyrie of Lasso's Mass. The singers are the Proconcione Antiqua, a British ensemble founded in 1968. We've heard the Kyrie of Orlando de Lasso's Missa Puisque J'ai Perdu. The Mass Ordinary, by the way, is so called because its order never changes regardless of the week of the church year, whereas the music of the proper changes for each week of the church year. The Gloria follows the Kyrie directly, so here again is Lasso's Mass.
Oh.
That was our Gloria from today's Mass Ordinary by Orlando de Lasso, our featured composer all this month of January. And it's the proper to which we'll turn now, specifically the gradual. Today's is called Misit Dominus. Its text comes from Psalm 106. The Lord sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. The performers of this chant are the ensemble Discantus, a group that is part of the Center for Medieval Music in Paris. That was today's gradual in Gregorian chant, Misit Dominus. Next, we go on to the next part of the proper, the Alleluia, Laudatus Omnes Angeli, Praise Him, All You Angels, from Psalm 148. The singers of this Gregorian chant are a group called Music MQ.
Oh.
That was today's Alleluia, Laudate Omnes Angeli. After this, the next singing in the Mass comes after the homily with the Credo, or Nicene Creed, of the Ordinary. So back we go to Orlando di Lasso's Mass and the Proconcione Antiqua.
Thank you.
Was the credo of today's Mass Ordinary for the second Sunday in Ordinary Time. Next up is the Offertory. Our text is Jubilate Deo Universa Terra, Rejoice in God, All the Earth. The Gregorian chant will be sung for us by our frequent collaborator, the Slovakian chant scholar Marek Klein. That was our offertory for today, Rejoice in God, All the Earth. And now we come to the penultimate part of the Mass Ordinary, the Sanctus, or Holy, Holy, Holy. Again, it's Lasso's Mass.
Oh.
That was a Sanctus of today's Mass Ordinary. And now, the Agnus Dei of today's Ordinary Mass, the Missa Puisque J'ai Perdu by the High Renaissance Master Orlando di Lasso.
Thank you.
We've been listening to the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God, of Lasso's Mass Ordinary. And to put the finish on our Mass music, we'll hear today's Communion Proper, Dicit Dominus Implete Idrias, from the Gospel of John, in which Jesus commands his followers to fill the jugs with water, prefatory to changing that water into wine. This Gregorian chant will be sung for us by Gloriae Dei Cantores. That was today's Communion Proper, sung in Gregorian chant. The Mass having now officially ended, we fortunately still have time for a last motet by our featured composer Orlando de Lasso. It's called Dixit Martha, Martha Said, referring to the sister of Lazarus.
Thank you.
Orlando de Lasso's motet Dixit Marta. And with it, we conclude today's program of sacred chant and polyphony for the second Sunday of Ordinary Time. I hope you'll tune in next weekend, Saturday at 4 or Sunday at 2, for music associated with the third Sunday in Ordinary Time and the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul. You can listen again to this program or to any of our programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's M-A-T-E-R-D-E-I radio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 333. As always, we welcome your comments. You may email them to us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Matthew Drendel for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you an excellent Sabbath afternoon and evening.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.